Now, All-Star Weekend here in New Orleans, the second one since 2008. How is New Orleans, the city, handling this extravaganza this time?
You know, I've noticed market improvements in the city. I mean, I think we were still dealing with a post-Katrina phase of New Orleans in 2008. And in fact, James Carville was reminding a group of us yesterday that the presidential debates moved out of New Orleans back in 2008, post-Katrina, well after we were here for the All-Star Game in February. And again, back to David Stern, he showed the leadership, you know, which was necessary to bring us back here. But I think Katrina was very much on everybody's mind back then, and you all were still very much in a rebuilding process. I'd say, at least to me, you know, the city is fully back now. You know, I sense a different vibe in the community, a renewed optimism. I've spent a lot of time in the last several days with Mayor Landrieu, and as I've said, I can't imagine a more hardworking, more progressive, smarter mayor in any city in America, with one exception, because I heard from Kevin Johnson when I said that yesterday. So they are equals in my mind. Mayor Johnson, Mayor Landrieu, the two greatest mayors in America.
Well said. Now, new ownership for the Pelicans now, Tom and Gail Benson, along with Rita Benson LeBlanc. What do you think about that ownership change and what it has meant to this franchise?
You know, it's meant the world to this franchise. Rita and I have spent more time together than I have with Tom and Gail, and she's been very helpful to me, even in my first few weeks as commissioner, because she experiences the NFL from the ownership's side, and she's shared with me some of the NFL best practices and all things that I'm taking into account as I learn how to manage this league. And in addition, they bring to the table all of the great operating skills they have from their NFL experience with the Saints and the championship pedigree there. So they are wonderful owners, and I mean, I'm not sure where this franchise would be without them, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were deputy commissioner for, you know, more than two decades, but, you know,
I worked at the league for more than two decades, yeah. But I haven't been deputy commissioner for the last 6 years or so.
For the last 6 years. Now, we hear, you know, this correlation or this, you know, this imagery made where when it's coaching, you know, it's different from being an assistant coach than a head coach. You know, you move over those 6 inches and all right. of a sudden it's totally different. Is it totally different now that you've moved over, you know, figuratively those 6 inches?
I wouldn't say totally different. I've been the deputy commissioner actually for 8 years. I think I just said six. And I've been with the league for 22 years, working for David Stern the entire time. So I've had a bird's eye view of what it's like to be commissioner in this league for a long time. I mean, having said that, it's very different being the deputy commissioner and the commissioner. I have only been the commissioner since February 1st, so arguably I haven't been really tested yet. Mm-hmm. I have the good fortune of a great group of colleagues who've been with the league for a long time, all of whom are, you know, still in place. And so, you know, we'll see. I feel it's different, certainly, in terms of my profile. Not many people ever ask me for my autograph or for a picture with me before February 1st. I'm realizing that comes with the job. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I've selfie is a word I hear all the time.
Exactly.
So I'm sure you still don't want my friend to take it. No, I want to do a selfie. I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm enjoying that part of it. And the people are great here in New Orleans. I mean, you got a lot of really terrific NBA fans here. And so I've met a lot of folks in the last few days here.
Well, of course, because you make some fans here, because one of the first decisions that you did make was naming Anthony Davis to the All-Star team.
Right.
Now, what was one of the, you know, deciding factors for you in that decision?
You know, I would like to say to the people of New Orleans that I named him because he's a Pelican. The fact is he was the most deserving player who hadn't previously been elected by the fans or selected by the coaches to be an All-Star. So it happened to work out that he's a Pelican, which is wonderful to have a hometown player
works
in the
here.
Game. But he's a great young man. I got to know him first when he played as part of the USA team, you know, under Coach K. And, you know, just a wonderful young man, obviously a great player with a terrific future in the league.
Now, AD, a 20-year-old guy, I read recently that you said you like to raise the minimum age to 20. Just explain that.
Well, I wasn't intending to make news there. That was part of our platform in the last collective bargaining negotiation, that we wanted to raise the age to 20. And we agreed when we settled on a new collective bargaining agreement that we would park so-called B-list issues for another day. And that was not an issue that we felt was worth, staying, not playing over. But, I think we would have a better league with a 20-year-old age limit. I'm not saying it's religion, for me, but my experience in talking to coaches in this league, former players, and college coaches as well, that we would have a better league if these young men had an opportunity to mature an extra year to become better teammates and learn the game, at a high level in college. In addition, college basketball would be better for it. That's what all the college coaches tell me. I'm a Duke grad. I'm very close to Mike Krzyzewski, and he feels strongly about it. I think he would go 21. He wouldn't agree on 20. And one of the things that I've been reminded of, even just in the last few weeks since I became commissioner, is how important strong college basketball is for a strong NBA. And I'd also say how important it is to have strong youth basketball is for strong college. So part of my obligation as commissioner of the NBA is to be a steward of the game of basketball, not just for the NBA. And I think when I look at holistically the community out there of basketball players, I think we would all be better off if there was a 20-year-old age limit. Having said that, I understand the other side, and I'm very sensitive to it, in that these young men also deserve an opportunity to play professionally, and there needs to be a balance, and maybe that can be achieved through the development league, through appropriate insurance if players go to college. So I'm not, it's not something I could mandate even if I wanted to. It has to be collectively bargained with the NBA Players Association, but it's an issue I'd like to sit down and discuss with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your role as commissioner, you just experienced your first NBA All-Star Saturday night. What were your impressions of it?
It needs work. I had a great time. I enjoyed the new format for the dunk, but I recognize I read a lot of the reaction on social media this morning, and I pay attention to all those things. The good news is I've got a year to fix it before we're in New York next year.
Okay. Now, Commissioner, you look pretty fit. Do you play, ball on the side or?
I play a little bit of ball. I am not all that good, so I'm not anxious to ever be in the celebrity game, for example. I played as a kid. It's been a part of my life. I've been a fan my entire life. I also think fitness is important, and we have a terrific program called NBA Fit, and I think part of the values of this game is to encourage fitness for young boys and girls and adults as well. So I'm trying to set an example by being fit myself.
Okay, now you when you play, you're not the guy who commits the flagrant foul, though, are you?
Never, ever, ever.
Okay, that's Commissioner Adam Silver here on the Black and Blue Report.